Half Lives, The Unlikely History of Radium by Lucy Jane Santos. Narrated by Deirdre Whelan. Radium. Have you heard of radium? Latest, greatest thing on earth. More than coal the stuff is worth. An ounce brings a corking sum. And the things that it can do easily would fill a book. Anything but boss the cook if the tales we hear are true. With diseases it has fun, cures consumption while you wait, and in manner up to date slaughters microbes by the ton. Wrinkles, patches, freckles, tan, cannot in the house remain if you have a single grain of this newest friend of man. Burglars it will hold at bay, strange dogs frightened from the yard, always keep the butter hard, coax the wayward hens to lay. Neatly cut the children's hair, wash the windows, scrub the floor, run on errands to the store, daily scour the silverware. Firmly, but with grim intent, fire agents through the gate, keep the family records straight, hustle round and pay the rent. 30 million, not a sou less for one grain, COD, but it's worth it, you can see, if the tales we hear are true. Duncan M. Smith, 1904. Introduction. If you are scared of radioactivity, a radiophobe, then I am going to start with some bad news. It is everywhere. This book, for example, is radioactive. From your first cup of coffee to that refreshing pint of beer in the evening, you are regularly ingesting tiny particles of naturally occurring radioactivity. If it contains Brazil nuts, your lunch won't be safe either. They are 1,000 times hotter than other food. Nor should you be consuming avocados, beans, coffee or bananas. A tiny amount of the natural potassium found in these foods is radioactive. These are tiny amounts. You would need to eat about 1 million bananas all at once to receive a lethal dose. And indeed, don't reheat that coffee in your radioactive, thorium-containing microwave if you are implementing a zero-exposure policy. Naturally occurring radioactive materials, in the form of ores, are present in the Earth's crust, the floors and walls of your home, office or school. You are radioactive. Our bodies emit radiation because everyone absorbs the radioactive particles that are naturally present in the environment. These substances, that trace of uranium, dash of carbon-14, smidgen of potassium or pinch of radium, are absorbed by our bodies into our tissues, organs and bones.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?